the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our regular scheduled guest isn't here, so if you'd like to call in, our number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. But right now, of course, I want to talk about this current economic crisis. And it's a worldwide crisis, and governments and financial structures are breaking down all over the world. And, in fact, the government of Latvia has fallen. As you know, the government of Iceland has fallen. The government in Belgium has fallen. And there's increasing instability everywhere. In fact, Europe is really in much worse shape than we are as a direct result of their banks foolishly buying fraudulent securities that were sold by the major American banks here in the United States. Now, why aren't those banks that are responsible for selling fraudulent bonds held responsible? Why aren't the rating companies that gave these fraudulent bonds AAA ratings held responsible? Why aren't the companies and the primarily major American banks that wrote insurance policies on those fraudulent securities held responsible? These were insurance policies with no money behind them to secure them. Why aren't they held responsible? Because this whole collapse, this economic collapse, is entirely manipulated. In fact, you remember when Mr. Henry Paulson, it was in October of last year, forced the major banks to take $125 billion. Well, why did he have to force them to take money if our whole economic system was collapsing and they didn't have any money to lend? Because it was not collapsing. And we know that from the report, and you can get it on the Internet. If you can't, why, we can always get your copy of it that we'd have to charge you for it. But it's the report of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, and they came up with a report in October of last year, just when Henry Paulson was crying, "Wolf, wolf, the wolves are here." And of course, why the Reserve Bank, Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis came out with a report and said, look, the financial markets are working fine in October of last year. Now, I'm not suggesting they're working fine now, but they were working fine then. And then the Celent report came out in December that reviewed the last quarter of last year and just pointed out that the financial markets were working fine. So what happened? Well, first of all, they gave all this money to the major banks. But they're in on the scam. They cut back on their lending, of course, unless to their people who are part and parcel of the financial complex that controls our nation. If you're one of the big boys, well, you get all the money that you want. If you're not one of the big boys, why, of course, you're going to pay 10, 15, 20% interest. And most companies cannot borrow, you know, $500 million or $300 million to keep operating, having to borrow, pay that amount of interest, or in some cases, they wouldn't lend to them at all. But they basically have cut back on lending. In fact, we know that people analyzed the last quarter of last year and looked at what the banks did, they got all the money, the so-called 125, actually it turned out to be about $350 billion of the TARP funds, and they were to use it, they cut back on their lending. Why would they cut back on their lending? Why? Because Henry Paulson, the Secretary of the Treasury, a member of the Bilderbergers and the Council on Foreign Relations, forgot to tell him. He just forgot to tell him, oh, we're giving you this money to lend. And you know what happened? They cut back on lending. And that's how you create the crisis. Everything centers around credit and lending. And when the banks stop lending, why, the economy contracts. But, of course, this is, you know, certainly being reflected here in the United States. And the government so far has either given, pledged, or lent out over $10 trillion, trillion dollars. And of course, now they're talking about another $250, $275 billion they're going to put in to try to stop the cascade of home foreclosures. And ladies and gentlemen, this is all showbiz. I mean, there are about $14 trillion in home mortgages out there, somewhere between between 12 and $14 trillion in home mortgages. About $5 trillion of that is held by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and those are the only ones that are going to be renegotiated, as far as I can tell. And the rest of them are simply going to get, you know, allowed to collapse. And then, of course, many of these loans are prime loans. By prime loans, I mean these are loans where people put down 20%, had a good job, and they can make their payments. There's no problem. It's the subprime loans that kick this whole collapse off. But then once the whole collapse comes and the economy begins to contract and business begin to close, people with good jobs are out of work, and they can't make their payments on their homes. And down the line, even these prime loans are going to collapse. And we're talking about another 7 million people losing their homes over the next year or two. And this is all engineered. This is the classic bank scam. This is the way the banks have worked through the years. And I'm not talking about the average bank. I'm talking about the big banks. And if you go back and read what Woodrow Wilson wrote 100 years ago in his book, The New Freedom, he was talking then about how the banks manipulated the economy and were the major force behind what was going on in the world at that time. 100 years ago was 1912 when he gave these speeches. They were published in 1913 in the book, The New Freedom. And if you haven't got it, see if you can get a copy out of the library. Otherwise, I'll be quoting it in my newsletters. But you have to understand that it's like deja vu all over again. It's the same old scam played over and over again, why you make money unavailable. Now, everybody says, but look how the Fed has lowered the interest rates. I mean, they've lowered it to 0%. Yes, that's right. The banks can borrow at 0%, and they refuse to lend at 6 or 8 or even 10%. What's wrong with this picture? And not only that, but they can leverage the money they borrow at 0% up to 10 times or maybe 30 or 40 times. In other words, so why aren't they lending? Why? Very, very simply, because they want to precipitate the crisis. But they can't tell those of you who are losing your homes that. They can't tell those of you who are losing your jobs that. They can't tell you that. People who really now are on unemployment insurance and food stamps. But don't you worry, they're going to keep giving you a little paltry amount of unemployment insurance and food stamps so you won't get too angry. Well, who do we have on the line? Who's calling in?
Hello?
Yes, who's this?
Yeah, this is Bob Bernardini.
Oh, fine. Well, we'll be with you as soon as we get through this break.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for your call. We'll be right back here at the American Freedom Justice.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver. silver.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes, horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now, or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Dr. Bernie Dean. We're going to be talking about his book about the truth about children's health care. Is that the right title?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, you go ahead. Why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about who you are and why you wrote a book about children's health care and why it is so important that people understand all the things that are being done to harm our children. You go right ahead.
Yeah, that's a big subject there, Stan. I'm a medical researcher, basically. I got a master's degree in environmental engineering. I was pre-med in undergraduate school, and then I also went to graduate school for anatomy and physiology. And, you know, I've always been into the sciences and looking at things and diet, nutrition. I'm a certified nutritional counselor also, and trying to improve my own health, you know, and also others. And what triggered my interest in this was a couple things. One was what happened in Columbine and that rash of shootings that we had a bunch of years back, 99-2000. And I was, you know, looking at different things as far as health goes, and I thought to myself, there must be something going on here besides just the sociological problem with our kids. Having a background in toxicology, I knew that certain things, certain elements, certain foods, certain substances could have serious effects on the body and also the mind and emotions. And I was thinking, you know, apart from like maybe a single parent household that these kids came from or a bad family environment, I thought there was something else going on. So I started investigating that, and it was I pulled the thread, and all this other stuff came out, and it was really eye opening. And it turned out that a lot of these things that happened back then, and also things that are happening now with these, you know, different shootings and stabbings and all this stuff, can be oftentimes routed back to problems with our environment that eventually affect us emotionally and mentally. So I started writing the book, and I came up with all these different information and statistics and things like that the general public really isn't made aware of. A lot of this stuff is kept hidden. A lot of this stuff is suppressed because certain manufacturers don't want anybody to know the truth.
And I think that is really the crux of this. I mean, there are so many things that they're doing that are damaging our children, and the average parent has no idea. So let's give a few examples of what you found about the things that they're doing intentionally, knowingly, to damage our children.
Well, you know, it's not like, I don't know if they have this goal of damaging our children. I think the goal is more, let's make as much money as we can, and who cares about our children, is the way I think that it came about. And, you know, a lot of it, I think, is drug-oriented. There are other things, like in our food supply, that are problems that, you know, like just fertilizing crops has become a real problem. I mean, our food doesn't have any nutrition in it anymore. And the pesticides and the herbicides they use on it, destroy a lot of other nutritional value and are poisons in themselves. So, you know, we eat that, and then we wonder, why are we sick? Well, the big reason is nutrition, but it gets back to the farmers. In this case, the farmers are doing it to, you know, save money and to listen to the propaganda that, like, the pesticide companies are you know, feeding them all the time, that they need these things when really they don't. I mean, organic farming is much more sustainable in the long run than conventional farming anyway. So, and then there's the drug companies who tell everybody that we need drugs for this and we need drugs for that, and they make it sound like these things are helping us, and they do studies that are bad studies, and they buy people off, and it ends up them making billions and billions of dollars, and here children are being really slaughtered, I mean literally, and disabled, and you know, everything can happen when you start talking drugs and vaccines, and you know, thimerosal, I'm sure a lot of your listeners are familiar with that debate. So I think the major impetus is this is really making money and control, and they don't care what happens to the kids or the adults.
Well, but certainly we supposedly have agencies like the CDC and the FDA. I mean, after all, aren't they concerned about our children's health?
Well, when you consider probably over half of the people that worked there at one time worked for drug companies, they were, you know, they're biased. And they are also oftentimes, from what my research shows, you know, being compensated for their decisions.
In fact, the FDA, one of its major sources of income is the drug companies. Now, why are the drug companies financing the FDA? Well, because the drug companies are doing all the studies, and so somebody's got to go over the studies to see if they're good, and that's why the FDA gives the drug companies a great deal of the funding for the departments. But there's something wrong with this picture.
Yeah,
how can they be independent when they're getting money from the very people they're supposedly regulating? Now, let's talk a little bit about, perhaps you mentioned thimerosal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mercury compound. It's one of the deadliest products ever known to mankind. But haven't they taken it out of the childhood vaccines? Haven't they solved the problem?
Well, they've taken it out of some, and that's what they say. There's reports that I know this one vaccine they said they took it out of, and then they hadn't taken it out of. So they just blatantly lied. There's some that they, you know, I haven't conducted the lab test on the vaccine, so I can't say for sure. There's reports that, you know, they've taken it out and they're trying to scale back on it. But there is still thimerosal in several of the vaccines out there.
And, of course, it is a full dose in the influenza, but now they've mandated for pregnant women. Why, if you're going to take it out of childhood vaccines for, you know, because if it's toxic or potentially toxic, then why are you giving it to pregnant women in the first trimester when it would do the most harm to the child's brain? And then they mandated it to 6 months and a year after that. And so the child is getting more thimerosal now than they got before, but they're not telling the American people.
No, they're not telling it. And, you know, the reason thimerosal is in the vaccine in the first place is as a preservative. And it's a preservative because mercury kills.
Right.
So, I mean, it's the same element that everybody says don't eat too much fish because there's mercury in fish. And yet, it's the same thing that they're putting in vaccines that they inject children with. And then they say, oh, it doesn't, you know, there's no conclusive evidence that it causes any problems, but we're going to take it out just to be sure. So, and then they're not even taking it out. So the whole reason behind the thing is as a preservative, and the bottom line for that, again, is money. Because
when I went through medical school and entered practice, we always used to put methylate or mercurochrome on wounds, or, you know, in an area it killed the bacteria on the skin, and so we would always paint things up with this red material because we knew it was good. bacteria side, and then one day it was no longer available in the market. The federal government had banned its use. We could no longer use mercurochrome or methylate, and the reason was because it contained thimerosal.
Right.
So it was far too toxic to put on the skin, but it was all right to inject into our children, and they're still injecting it into our children in the influenza vaccine, which they mandated into pregnant women. But don't you feel bad? It is a full dose in all of those vaccines we're giving to those little black children and little brown children in countries throughout the world where suddenly there are epidemics of autism and mental abnormalities in these children all throughout the world, vaccines which did not exist before. We went in with our vaccines that are both safe and effective.
Yeah, it's really amazing that and really all of that is funded by the taxpayers of this country, because the government is giving grants to the drug companies or the organizations that are promoting these things, thinking that they're saving kids' lives because they've been brainwashed by the propaganda. And they're going out and doing these mass vaccinations like you just mentioned, and really, who's paying for it? The drug companies have, you know, a monopoly here, and they don't even have to sell their product. It's mandated that those things have to be used. So they're getting the government to do their job of promotion and distribution, and they don't have to do anything. And every baby that's born, they have a, you know, what, how many vaccines are there now, 30, 40, that they give kids just until, you know, as they're growing up? I mean, it's just a bonanza for money. You know, once a kid is born, they know they're going to make so much money because these vaccines are being given automatically.
Well, let's talk a little about water fluoridation, actually. They decided we had to fluoridate our water. It was back in 50 years ago, over 50 years ago, because, of course, a fluoride decreased dental decay in children, and who can favor dental decay in children? And so, you know, they've been doing this, well, almost 60 years. I think they mandated it in 1950 or 1955, somewhere in there. And so, I think 68% of the water in the United States is fluoridated, much of it with hydroflow silicic acid, about 90% of it. And why don't you, what's wrong with water fluoridation? Doesn't that help children's health?
Well, yeah, and you mentioned that it shows it's bad for the teeth, which it is. There have been studies showing that fluoridated water, people that drink fluoridated water actually have an increase in number of cavities in their mouth, in their teeth. So, I mean, that's a lie anyway, and it started out with this one little study by this dentist down in Texas, I think it was back in the 30s or whatever, that showed that his theory was that it was helping the teeth. Well, that's been shown to be totally wrong, but they took that one study and they blew it all into this great thing that we should use fluoride in water to strengthen the teeth. And it comes back to money again, Dr. Stan, is fluoride is a waste product of aluminum manufacturing, fertilizer manufacturing, and the nuclear power industry. And if they were to have to dispose of that fluoride in the proper way that the EPA would require, it would cost them millions and millions of dollars to do correctly. So they made up this lie that it was good for the teeth, and then they started promoting this to get rid of it into the water supply. So that's really why they're doing it, is it's a waste disposal mechanism, and they're actually getting paid for it now. I mean, it's very tricky. These people are very clever. They turn a waste that they would have had to pay millions of dollars to dispose of properly into something that they're getting paid to put into the water supply under the mistaken belief that it's helping for teeth. And, you know, it's not just teeth, it's bones, and it affects us mentally and emotionally also. Fluoride is the major compound used in drugs like Prozac. And it has the mechanism that it actually tends to make us have less initiative, and that's one of the reasons Prozac works, is because you take somebody that's high strung or has a chemical imbalance or something going on, you give them this fluoride compound, which is also a major ingredient in rat poison, and it calms them down, basically. It makes them into a couch potato. And if you look around, I mean, that's a lot of what's going on these days. People don't have as much initiative to do things. I know I've talked to a lot of small business people who trying to run a business, and they say, you can't get young people to do a good job anymore. They don't care. They come one day, and they don't show up the next day, and it's really frustrating to them because nobody knows how to do a good hard day's work anymore. They don't have initiative anymore, and part of this is because of the fluoride in the drinking water. And there was another interesting part of this that I found out not too long ago about fluoride. It was...
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment with Robert Bernadine right here at the American Freedom Network.
And...
Respect and care for our senior citizens should be a prime concern for everyone in our community. It shouldn't matter what season it is. Keep an extra eye open for our seniors and check on them on a regular basis and make sure they have what they need. Help with chores, visit a hospital or a nursing home. Keep hope alive by letting them know someone cares. This message courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families. They're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Brush Housing Authority, 970-482-5046.
Everybody with a yard probably has something buried in it. Perhaps a rawhide bone. The head of a talky tabby doll that got too talky.
Baby, what a bottle!
Or a pet turtle that sadly didn't make it.
Sheldon, wake up!
There may also be buried pipelines. And even the best-maintained pipelines can occasionally leak. So make sure you know the signs. For instance, if you smell unusual odors, gas or petroleum.
Yeah.
Hear a hissing noise. See bubbling earth or water. Vegetation that's dead or dying. Or a colorful sheen on water. And don't forget these hard-to-miss clues, like dirt being blown into the air, a frost ball in an open field, or a flame coming from the ground. If you see any of these, don't investigate. And don't ignore it. Leave the area immediately. And call 911 or your pipeline company. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Robert Bernadine. We're talking about his book, The Truth About Children's Health. And before we go on, would you like to tell people how to get copies? Oh, no, actually, we carry your book, so they can get them through us.
Bunch of books there.
Right. And then would you mind, of course, do you have a website or anything you'd like to get out?
I don't have a website for that book in particular. It's on, I'd say just order it from you there.
All right, fine. So we're certainly talking about the devastating effect of fluoride. And what people don't understand is that the scientific studies are there. There are thousands of them. It lowers sperm count, decreases fertility, has a profound impact on increasing incidence of Mongolian idiocy. It has an effect on the heart. It has an effect on the thyroid. It affects literally every aspect. And as Chris, as Robert has said, it affects the mind. So, I mean, if you understand why are they putting something into our drinking water that is dangerous, it increases the incidence of cancer, and they know all of these things.
Here's another, you say why, Dr. Stan, and aside from the money part of it, back in Nazi Germany in the prison war camps, the Gestapo would put fluoride in the drinking water supplies there. And the whole reason was to keep the prisoners under submission and for sterilization, basically. You mentioned the decreased sperm count. And I mean, it has the fluoride will basically make you infertile. So that's, you know, that was the reason why they did that back in Nazi Germany. You can draw your own conclusions here.
And we notice so many men today have all sorts of erectile dysfunction, and women have difficulty getting pregnant.
Right.
But the government has no idea why. Well, maybe they ought to get my syllabus on the hidden agenda and all the documentation, the sources of many of these articles are right there for people to read. It's all there on PubMed, but the average individual is not going to get it. And the dentists are going to tell them it's perfectly safe and it's protecting children's teeth, and it's all a lie.
Yeah, it is all a lie. And people that get into government, I worked for a state government for 7 years, and we were doing environmental, you know, quality kind of things. And, you know, there were a lot of good people working there, but you get into a mindset, a kind of, I don't know, you don't want to rock the boat. You don't want to lose your meal ticket. And when something comes from one of the higher-ups, I mean, the tendency is to just go along with it. And if the establishment says that this is true and this is your job to do this, then you tend to do it. And it's kind of, you know, part of the way the government works. People don't want to rock the boat. And if somebody says this and that person is saying the wrong thing, they blindly follow these things.
What a tragedy. Well, our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for our guest, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. The book, The Truth About Children's Health, and we do carry the book. We think it's an important book. And in fact, for some reason, we've been selling a lot of them recently, so I know that they just ordered a good supply from you. Well, what are some of the other issues of children's health that you talk about in your book?
Well, I touch on just about everything, Dr. Stan. I go through, you know, what pesticides can do. I go through what lack of nutrition can do. I go through things like certain drugs like Ritalin for hyperactivity. Of course, the vaccinations. I go through the infertility issue, and that is a real important one, I think, because for the long-term effect on humanity, you asked me in the beginning what was, you know, my motivation to write this book, and I told you about the issues with Columbine and things. And about the same time I was discovering that aspect of it, I also discovered another aspect of the way health progresses through the generations of you know, animals and mankind, and how things kind of snowball through the generations. And the issue about infertility is, to me, is becoming and will become a really big issue in developing countries here with lifestyles similar to ours, because these assaults on us don't just affect us individually, but they're going to affect our offspring and our offspring's offspring to the point where we can no longer reproduce as a species. And this was demonstrated in a study back in the 30s by a medical doctor, Pottinger, who conducted studies. He was a surgeon, and he was he would operate on cats' brains to discover, you know, certain neural connections and that sort of thing. And he fed these cats. He had many cats that he operated on. And he fed these cats different diets, and he found that some would recover from the operations easier than others, and he wanted to find out why. And it all traced back to the diet that they were being fed. But the interesting part about this was that the cats that were fed the poor diets, which were deficient in minerals, basically, but it doesn't matter why, they were just deficient diets similar to what we're eating now as a country and as a race. The first generation of those cats fed the poor diet would get sick in old age, and then the next generation would get sick in middle age, and then the next generation would get sick when they were young, and then the next generation they couldn't reproduce. And if you look at the trend that's going on now in our society, that's exactly what's happening now. You know, when I was younger, you hardly ever heard of kids getting cancer. You know, there might have been a kid, a rare kid with asthma. Nobody had diabetes back then when we were kids. You know, now children are getting diabetes. Everybody's got asthma. Cancer is spread from being an old person's disease to something that now they have whole hospitals for children with cancer. And these sicknesses and illnesses and diseases are spreading down through the generations, and they're becoming issues with younger and younger people. And that's exactly what happened in that animal study with the cats. And I think that's a real warning sign to us that we really need to wake up and stop doing these things that are causing these problems, or else we're going to be having, you know, a lot of issues here, in future years. The way that I figure it is around 2030, we're not going to be able to pretty much reproduce as a species.
And, you know, it's really the tragedy is that there are between 1 and 2 million autistic children in America today. We never saw this for all intents and purposes.
Now, autism was back, I think it was first diagnosed in the late 40s, and nobody had ever seen anybody like that before. And the interesting thing, how it got started, they used to call it, they thought it was a genetic problem because only children of rich, wealthy families would get the disease. The people that were not as well, you know, didn't have as much money, the kids wouldn't get the disease, and they were scratching their heads. They thought it was a genetic kind of thing, a sociological kind of thing. Well, it turned out that the wealthy families could afford the vaccinations that were just coming out.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Robert Bernadine, and we'll welcome your calls. 970-689-8255.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Your brother has it, your coworkers have it, and your friends have it. You need to get your concealed weapons permit, too. Go to www.theshootingschool.org and sign up now for the NRA basic pistol class to get your Colorado concealed carry permit. Unlike most instructors, we provide you with enough certificates to renew your carry permit for 10 years. Visit theshootingschool.org now to register, or call senior instructor Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. That's Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. www.theshootingschool.org.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Robert Bernadine. We're talking about his book, The Truth About Children's Healthcare, and we carry the book. We think it's important, and we think that people need to understand there is a very real threat to our children, to our grandchildren, and unless you understand what it is, you can't protect them, because believe me, they cannot depend upon government officials. Most of them who simply blindly follow along, most government officials, most dentists have no knowledge. They've been lied to in their dental schools. They've been lied to by their dental association. They've been lied to by their dental journals. But, of course, you are responsible for your children. They aren't. And if they harm your children, that harm can keep them from ever being normal. We have between 1 and 2 million autistic children in America today, children whose lives are shattered and their parents' lives are shattered. And it's totally unnecessary, and they've known exactly, at least some people have known exactly what they're doing, because there are all sorts of government, of reports from reliable scientific studies, literally thousands of them, showing the dangers of the mercury in the vaccines, and yet they are being actively suppressed. And with the contrivance of the media, which is controlled, in my estimation, why the parents are not allowed to hear or understand that they're damaging our children. Well, certainly we've talked about fluoride, we've talked about vaccines, we've talked about pesticides and so many of the other things that really can have a deleterious effect on our children. What can the average parent do, Robert? You know, faced with a situation such as this, parents, their job is to protect their children. How can they protect their children? When the doctor says, well, you either take the vaccines or you find yourself another doctor.
Well, you can get religious exemption from the vaccines. There's different ways to do it, also philosophical things. Some states have them. The best thing to do would be to go to an organization. The website is 909SHOT.com, I think it is, and the National Immunization Association, and they have a whole directory of how you can get out of the vaccines in each state. So there are ways to do it. Some of them you need to get a doctor's exemption. Some of them you can do religious exemption. I think there's a philosophical exemption that you can use also to get away from having to do that. And a lot of parents are homeschooling their kids just to avoid vaccinations, because if they're homeschooled, they don't have to do that. So that's a pretty drastic measure. I mean, that's going to take a whole change in your family lifestyle and everything, but when you think about it, I mean, if one of your children become autistic, your life is going to be changed a lot more than if you homeschool them. So to me, it would be worth it, and I think, you know, if some of those other avenues don't work, then you might consider homeschooling so that you don't have to do that.
You can avoid the
vaccinations.
Our number 970-689-8255 if you have a question or comment. But the health of our children is deteriorating, as Robert had said. We never used to see prevalent asthma. I mean, yeah, occasionally you'd have a child with asthma, but it is increasingly prevalent in our children today. Juvenile diabetes we never used to see, and yet now it's really quite common.
Right. The very constitution, the very fabric of our cellular structure, when you get down to the nitty-gritty and the tissue analysis and everything, it's becoming weaker and weaker. And these children now, they're so weak, their tissues are so weak and poorly formed and unnourished that things are going wrong. All sorts of things are going wrong. And if you ask me about, you know, what else the parents can do, I think some of the most important things you can do, there are so many toxins in our environment now. I mean, it's mind-boggling. But one of the best things that counteracts the toxins is good nutrition. And if you're fed correctly and you have the minerals and the vitamins and the enzymes and the cofactors and everything in there, your body will be able to handle the toxins a lot better than if you're not getting the good nutrition. So I'm a real, you know, advocate of organic food. I think it's more nutritious by far. It's got like 30% more nutrients, and it doesn't have the pesticides and poisons that are, you know, in our typical food supply. And, you know, it's not genetically engineered. It's not irradiated. There's so many things that are wrong with our conventional food supply. I don't even buy anything in a regular grocery store. I mean, I hardly ever go into one. I go to the health food store, and I get my organic produce and my organic meat, my organic chicken and fish and all those good things, and I keep everything as clean as possible, because then the body's going to be able to handle these poisons and eliminate them from the body, even if you take them in. Plus, you're getting a lot less of these things than you would if you're eating contaminated food. I mean, they're using fluoride gas now on some produce. I mean, there's fluoride again. They're using it to spray produce. So, I mean, that's not going to happen with organic food. It's not supposed to anyway. Let's hope it doesn't, you know, that get tainted also. But, you know, it's one of the best things you can do to counteract any of the toxins that we're exposed to every day.
Well, if you wanted to destroy a great nation, I don't think you could do a better job than they're doing today. Our guest is Robert Bernadine. His book, The Truth About Children's Health Care, a lot of good sound advice in here. And ladies and gentlemen, I hate to be one that always doom and gloom, but if you're not concerned about your children's health, who will be? You've got 1 minute to wrap up the program, Robert.
Pardon me?
You've got 1 minute to wrap up the program.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
The issues with kids is just profound. I mean, it's far-reaching, not just for them, but for our society. I think we have to, really, you have to start there. Another thing about children is that they're more sensitive. They're like the canary in the coal mine. When you see things happening with children, it means that there's something really wrong, because, you know, they're sensitive. They show things easier, and it's harder for them to regain health. It's harder for them to get back to health. You just have to protect them as much as possible.
God bless. Thanks very much for being with us. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up today's program. Our guest has been Robert Bernadine. Bye-bye. Thank you.
S&S Repair in Sterling reminds our listeners, safe driving isn't child's play. Safety behind the wheel starts with you, and part of that means not talking on your cell phone or only using a hands-free device while driving. That's from S&S Repair, where service is more than a word, it's a fact. A fact based on automotive expertise, backed by the right equipment and proven by customers who won't trust their cars to anyone else. Located at 115 Broadway Street in Sterling. Call Ken at 970-526-2668. Specializing in electrical and auto service and general auto repair.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Worship and warfare, holy places, and in his hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly we think Dr. Bernadine's book is important. We carry it. Give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and the book of the truth about children's health care. And then, of course, if you want to get into fluoride, of course, we have my talk on the hidden agenda and an excellent syllabus that goes with that. You really should get the syllabus with the talk, and you need to understand they're poisoning our children. As far as the mercury is concerned, why we have certainly 2-4 tape sets on mercury. We have several DVDs on mercury, and of course you must understand there is a definite relationship between mercury, between thimerosal and autism. You need to understand that they are intentionally poisoning our children. Between 1 and 2 million autistic children in America today, and they know what they're doing. How do we know that? Well, it was a Southwood report. It was a secret meeting put on by the CDC. We do have it. You can get it through our ministry. It's an expensive thing. It was suppressed, actively suppressed for many years. But it is available through Radio Liberty. It's a couple of hundred pages long. We can actually read the minutes of what was said as the government officials and the people who were invited said, well, my kids aren't going to get the vaccines. Oh, boy, not as dangerous as they are. But when the report came out from the meeting, it said there's just nothing to worry about. Go ahead and let them poison your children. Ladies and gentlemen, we are dealing with something that is just so beyond belief, that they are knowingly poisoning our children. And we have a wonderful DVD talk given by Dr. Russell Blaylock. You can get it through our ministry. It's a talk he gave at the last conference, our conference, and it's available on CD. I think it's $10 for CD plus shipping. We also will have, and you can order it now, the DVD on his talk on vaccines. And you need to understand how they're poisoning us. We have another great DVD with Dr. Garth Nicholson. It's called Terrible New Diseases. And they have departments, secret departments, that work on creating new diseases. And they've created terrible new diseases, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, Lyme disease, AIDS. These are all genetically created diseases. And you must understand about it, Dr. Nicholson, one of the leading scientists in the entire world, his talk on the DVD on terrible new diseases. You need to get it. You need to get your doctor to see it. You need to get everybody to see it. And it's available through Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because, of course, America is under attack today, and not from without, but from within. This is all being done intentionally. They know exactly what they're doing. But because they control the media through the CFR, the Bilderbergers, and the Trilateral Commission, you're not going to hear about this through regular channels. Why would anybody want to destroy America? Because once we were a Christian nation, because once we were the beacon of freedom, and of course, these people's loyalty is to create a one-world government with a one-world financial system and a one-world religion where Christianity will simply become one of a number of other religions, and they're all going to have to be molded together. We cannot, of course, profess that Christianity is the only way to God. There are lots of ways to God. At least that's what they would have you believe. And behind all of this are the powerful Luciferian forces I write about in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and our pamphlet on the occult hierarchy. Certainly on the material that is available only to Radio Liberty, our talk, forbidden secret. Remember our number, 1-800-544-8927, our website, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for America.